So what new features do you want from your thrift savings plan? That's one of the questions TSP officials asked participants during a random survey in December. The results are out. We turn to Tom Trabucco, the Director of External Affairs of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. He talks with us about them. He joins us each week at this time. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to talk to you.
Hello, Amy. Hello, Chris.
So the reaction to the economic climate, whether participants would make changes to their TSP, what are some of the things you'll learn from the survey?
Well, you know, we got the results back in February, and we've been going over them ever since, and we decided to put it up on the website for anybody who wants to dig through all of that data as well. They can see it, any reader can see it, or any listener of your show can see it at www.tsp.gov. The items that have gotten a lot of coverage are the Roth TSP, the mutual fund window, and the inherited account for spouses. But in addition to those kind of headline issues, which everybody has heard about, what we're trying to do is build a longitudinal record of attitudes of employees toward the plan to get a better sense of needs and attitudes, understanding and satisfaction with the TSP. We are aware, for instance, that in OPM's annual survey of satisfaction with employee benefits, the TSP always or has consistently ranked very high, number one in most categories. But I think a lot of that is just because it's money. It's a dollar.
Yeah.
And it's bouncing around and people are paying attention to it day to day. It doesn't mean it's more valuable than the defined benefit or the health benefits, but it's something that people pay attention to. So we want to get under that a little bit. And this is our third in this series of surveys to try to build that base so that we can track and hopefully at some point anticipate what employees are looking for or thinking about in terms of the TSP.
Tom, can I get you to just take a little bit of a half step back and talk to us a little bit about why you do this survey? How many people does it go out to? How does this help you guys do what you need to do?
Absolutely, Chris. You're showing your analyst side.
Yeah, sorry.
We sent out 35,000 randomly packets of questionnaires to randomly selected federal employees covered by the CSRS system, the FERS system, and members of the uniformed services so that we got a good, healthy, broad response. And as you can see, if you had a chance to look, all of the responses are categorized, are laid out in the material that's on the website. We did get a good response. It was up around 7,000, I believe. Response is certainly sufficient to come up with valid conclusions.
And one of the interesting parts in there, and I was reading this a little bit this afternoon, but I have it marked up right here. 2 out of 5 respondents support adding a self-directed mutual fund window. Talk a little bit about 2 out of 5 is pretty good. It means that there's a lot of interest in that. Talk a little bit about what that means and why. What's your sense as to why people want this?
Sure. My sense is that this is really something that is attractive for the folks who want to move away from the a little bit away from the 5 core investments, you know, our CSI, F&G funds, but who aren't among the 600,000 or so who have looked at our L funds and decided that that's the way for them to go, to put it on automatic pilot. These are people who want to have a little bit more control. They may be people who have particular funds that they would like to invest in. Maybe some people who wanted to invest in REITs or energy funds, some who might like to get into socially responsible investing, terror-free investing, those types of things that are not offered amongst our core funds or available really within our L funds.
So what happens now with this information that you have?
Well, it becomes part of the base in how we move forward. Mm-hmm. We share it with the Congress. We share it with participants. That will generate some more feedback. And it becomes kind of a living thing where we're going forward and trying to satisfy the needs and desires of participants and blend them with things that are occurring in private sector plans. For instance, this mutual fund window is something that is starting to appear out there in private plans. So that's one of the reasons that it's interesting.
How often do you serve survey folks? I know you've mentioned that, but I missed it.
We're on a 2-year schedule now, Chris. And we did the last, we did a survey in 2005, one in 2006. Now in 2008, we'll be doing it in 2010 as well. We had had a long hiatus before that. We had not surveyed participants since 1991. And that was in advance of us developing the S and the I funds in response to that survey. So from here on out, it's going to be a regular feature because we think it will help us, that along with our demographic analysis, to see what people are actually doing. Remember, this is what people say they want or say they're doing. It's not quite the same as looking at those actual actions tagging them to a particular person.
And there's a lot of data in there that really does help you guys sort of decide not only what's to offer, but are we sort of improving, constantly getting better and better? The satisfaction numbers with the TSP program are pretty high. And the other number that really didn't surprise me, but I found fascinating, was most people do their TSP stuff. I always suspected that folks would sort of check this stuff from work, but they largely do this at home.
A lot of them do. That's right. And that's one of the beauties of people having their own computers at home, and they can get most of the information they need right from the website.
Well, right, and it says how important the website is to them being able to find out what they need and make changes and do whatever they need to do.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. It's our number one way of communicating with participants. We've learned that over and over again because it's so timely. We can change things there, and people have the information immediately, which is why it's so important when there's breaking news. But it also points out the fact that they're using their computers at home, that they have to keep those computers safeguarded. They have to get spyware and make sure that they're not giving away their information as they're trying to communicate with us or other financial.
What's the biggest to-do item that comes out of this survey?
I think the Roth. The Roth is the one that really had overwhelming support at 56%. It's a big undertaking, but it's one that will be particularly beneficial to members of the uniformed services. Right now, we've got over a third of the members of the uniformed services are putting funds in the TSP. That number can grow, I believe, quite a bit if a Roth is featured, because it just makes so much sense, especially for young people in their early 20s. They've got many decades for that Roth money to grow, and at the end, it is not taxed. All of those earnings are essentially tax-free.
Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. And Tom, you mentioned it, but I want to give you a chance to say it again. This is also going to be on the website, or it already is on the website, right?
That's right, and thanks for the second chance, Amy. www.tsp.gov, and you'll find it right on the homepage. At the top, there are a number of bullets with recent information, and the TSP survey is right there.